He and I have been hanging out with friends and talking and texting for quite a while now. This is the first time we're going out just the two of us, though. But I won't need you to call with an emergency to rescue me or anything. He's actually really sweet. We're going out to get something to eat, then to the Gables for their outdoor patio concert. Then we'll probably get dessert or something somewhere, and he'll bring me back home. No worries there. We're heading to the venue early just to hang out, but the show won't even start until 10. I won't be back until well after midnight. You guys can get as freaky as you want. Oh, and that's him now. Hey, you. What's up? You on your way? That's all right. Is everything okay? Is something wrong? Two flat tires? Oh no, that sucks. Do you need to cancel? Shoot. I forgot already. Don't worry, I'll figure it out. A rental? You don't have to do that. I can just come get you. Okay. Well, don't rush. It's fine. Take your time. I'll see you soon. Hey, Jess. So, he's running a teensy-weensy tiny little bit behind schedule, but I promise I'll get out of your guys' way soon. I'm sorry. I know you want the place to yourselves. He's just running late. I do not want to see you two doing that. I know you two haven't gotten any alone time, and I promise I'll be out of here soon, and then you guys can violate each other however you want. Why, thank you. Such a gentleman. It's really okay, I promise. Stuff happens. Are you looking forward to seeing this band? Me too. Have you been to a lot of shows? No way. I would have thought you were like big time music guy. I find that surprising. Well, you're in luck. It's gonna be so much fun. Oh, yeah, that's the place. Pull in here. Yay! I'm so excited for you to hear these guys play live. They're incredible. I'm ready. Let's go. Oh my word. I think that just happened. No, I'm not hurt. I'm fine. He just took out the door. I'm all right. I'm okay. I was still inside, but your car. He almost ripped your door off. What's he doing now? He's leaving. He's running away. Should we go after him? Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Probably not smart, but I still kind of want to chase him down. Oh, no. It's, it'll buff out, right? I should have looked. I'm really sorry. Now your car's all messed up. Sure, yeah, it's a rental, but still. Yeah, that would have been bad. It was pretty close, but I'm fine. But, like, what a jackass! What should we do? That's like a hit and run, right? Okay, yeah. Let's get the door shut. Oh my god. Tell you what, I'll go put in a couple of drink orders and you come find me when you're done talking to the rental company. All taken care of? Well, that's a lot of bad luck with cars in one day. The announcer says there's a little delay. What do you think that means? At least you didn't have to miss the beginning. I said, at least you didn't have to miss the beginning. Yeah, sounds like you're having just the best luck today. The company's worth it. You're so sweet. Yeah, I heard them back when I was... Did I just feel a raindrop? Tell me I did not just feel a raindrop. Oh my God. There is no way all these people are going to fit inside. No, I think that's just the opening act. Wait, what is he saying? Did he just say they canceled? It's because of the lightning. Aww. I wasn't really looking forward to hearing them. What now? Not at all. We can find somewhere else to go. How about a movie? I'm not sure either. Here, let me get my phone out and see what's playing tonight before we run back to the car. New movies. My area. Ah! My hands are wet. Hang on. Oh! Oh! Oh no! Ow! Oh! Oh! Ow, 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 ow! Mother of... Oh my God. Oh shit. No, it's fine. It's fine. Ow. Oh God, right in the kisser. What happened was we were both trying to save my phone, and I think I broke your face with my face. Is my phone okay? Are you okay? But maybe like not in that order. You didn't hurt me. I just bumped my nose and my lip pretty good. Oh my gosh. I think you're bleeding. I think I got you with my tooth. Are you okay? No, hang on. Just hold it for a minute. Ow. Whew. Let's not do that again. We better get you to the car so I can take a look at that. Now, let me see. Ouch. That looks like it hurts. Here, I've got some clean tissue, a couple of band-aids in here. There. Good as new. Does it need a kiss? There you go. All better. So, now what? Movie? Okay, this time I'm looking everywhere before I open my door. Oh, actually, yeah, that's a good point. If the door falls off, it'll make for a wet drive home. I'll climb over your side. Okay. No, then you'll get soaked. Here, hold your jacket up and we'll both hide under it. Ready? One, two, three. Huh? What? Where? Son of a bitch! Who's teaching these assholes how to drive? I'm not sure I can sit through a movie like this. That wasn't a puddle. That was a lake. I'm absolutely soaked. Back to the car. Yes, please. Oh, I'm gonna get mud and water all over your seats. Yeah, I suppose not. Did you get the rental insurance? Please tell me you got the rental insurance. Good call. I know this is gonna sound weird, but I really can't go back to my apartment for a while. My roommate and her boyfriend, they've been working a lot recently, so they're getting reacquainted. Yeah, I promised I wouldn't come back too soon. Would you have any, like, spare dry clothes? Like, at your place? Right now, my favorite type of clothing is just warm and dry. Size and style are not really on my radar at the moment. Oh, towels would be fantastic. Yeah, I'm actually starting to get hungry. Pretty common side effect of being, you know, half drowned. It's science. I've got a bigger favor to ask you, though. I know this is a lot to ask, but I've got mud dripping down me, like, everywhere. Yeah, totally intentional. I pretty much threw myself between you and the water. I'm not saying you should call me a hero or anything, but... So, seeing how I'm already soaked and muddy, and I've got parking lot water in my hair, could I... A shower. Yes, that would be amazing. I know that it's like a really weird thing to ask, but... You don't need to tidy up the bathroom. It's fine. I won't judge. I know you weren't expecting company, especially in your shower. Okay, okay. If you insist. What can I do? Pizza sounds great. I'll preheat the oven while you get changed and do, you know, whatever, in the bathroom. Which pizza do you want? Barbecue chicken pizza sounds good. Barbecue chicken? Okay. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. I'm looking at your bookshelves, being nosy. I see you like history. And a surprising amount of romances. Oh, research. Right. So... Are all of your first dates this boring? No? It probably gets expensive, what with all the destroyed cars and collateral damage when you're out in public. I never said I thought it was a train wreck. All straightened up, eh? I guess you didn't assume I'd be coming home with you on the first date. At least you don't think I'm easy. I can't believe I just said that out loud. I am so sorry. I'm just not myself tonight. You're so... Hey. Do you smell something? It's like... Like hot plastic? Oh. Oh, no. I'm really sorry. I should have checked to make sure nothing was drying in your oven first.
Ah.
Pajamas and a t-shirt are perfect. Are you sure you want to do this yourself? I'm the one who tried to burn your house down. I can help. Yes, delivery is great. Anything you want, and I promise I'm not trying to destroy everything in sight. I'm not picky. Pizza, wings, burgers, tacos, whatever. Pretty much anything but freshly melted Tupperware. Nice. Okay, you do that and I'll try to, you know, not break your shower. No promises, though. The wardrobe? I don't know. I think they're pretty flattering. You want to watch a movie? I see you've got some classics. Can I pick? Need a hand? What on earth? Holy cow! How much food did you order? A little overboard. There's enough food here to feed an army. Two armies. Two and a half armies. Wow. That was amazing. But you'll be eating leftovers for a week. So? Oh, God, yeah. I'd say you redeemed yourself. Oh, no, this date was absolutely a complete and total disaster. No question. Hey, I didn't say that was a bad thing. And look at the time. No, I didn't say I want to go home. I said, look at the time. Right. It's midnight, so it's a whole new day. Which means it's a whole new date. Which would make this our second date. Yeah, So do you, kiss on the second date? And this little number? Yeah. I had to tie a knot in the t-shirt at my waist. I hope you don't mind seeing a little bit of my midriff. You're not rushing things. And I'm incredibly comfortable. So, what can I do for you? Can you undress me? I mean, I don't really think I have a choice, do I? Well, they're your clothes, so. I suppose you can demand I take them off and give them back anytime you want. So, do you need your shirt back? It's probably, like, one of your favorite t-shirts, yeah? So, it would be selfish of me to keep it on, then. Well, since it's a priceless heirloom and all, should you help me take it off? I wouldn't want to accidentally damage it somehow. There's been a lot of property damage tonight already. You trust me to do it by myself, huh? Well, so long as you're observing, I suppose. I definitely need some supervision. How am I doing so far? You can't think of any words at all? Ooh, good word. Breathtaking. I like that. It's really not fair that you're seeing me like this. No, silly. I mean, I spent quite a while on my hair and makeup, and now... No complaints at all? Well, that's good to know. So, I've seen your living room, I've seen your kitchen, and almost burned it down. I've seen your bathroom and shower. I've seen your laundry room since you were gracious enough to let me wash my clothes and get them dry. So, what does that leave? Oh, really? Just the bedroom. I never would have guessed. Now this so-called bedroom of yours. Is it warm? I see. And, would it happen to have sort of a soft, rectangular bed-type structure in it? Good. Perhaps some pillows, maybe a warm blanket or two. Well, that all sounds quite cozy. Oh, I guess I think I would like a tour. Oh, I wasn't expecting you to pick me up. Would you like me to walk? Not really. I'll just wrap my legs around you like this. Remember how I saved you from getting drenched in the parking lot? I mean, that was quite a while ago. Yes, exactly. Good. I'm glad you haven't forgotten. So, here's the thing. Since the end results of my heroic actions have left my clothes far, far away in the laundry room, while I'm all the way over here, topless, in your bedroom, I think a truly considerate host would have the decency to take his shirt off. Well, I'm glad we agree. Now, see, that's so much better. Your skin feels so warm against mine. Of course. Kiss me wherever you want. Oh, that's good. Your mouth is so warm. Is everything all right? Do you need to stop for... Oh, fuck. I suppose you want your pants back now? Oh, they're all fucking yours. Oh, God. Yes. Oh, your lips feel so good. Right where I need them most. You look beautiful between my legs. Oh.
Just keep licking me.
How does that feel, baby? Good to know. Hey, now you can't leave right when I'm finally getting to touch you. Oh, you're so considerate. Tell you what, remember when you picked me up and carried me in here? Well, don't tell anybody, but I really liked that. Really, really. So if you absolutely must go get the dry laundry, maybe you, Oh, that's nice and warm. Let me see that hoodie. Oh, so warm and soft. So warm and hard. Okay. These pants need to go. Your pants, my pants, everybody's pants. All the pants. Yes. Off now. Ready? Ready to go back to the bedroom? Here, let me take my clothes. Where's the little delicates bag? Hey now, did I say you could see my underwear? You give those to me and you come follow me back to the bedroom. I'm not going to try to carry you though. Ready?
Oh, you feel so good. Grind on you. Good, you're so deep. I want to feel your hands on my waist and pull me into every thrust.
That was amazing. You mean the hit and run, the canceled concerts, the getting soaked, all our plans falling through? Was it worth all that? Yes, of course. Totally worth it. But I think we can skip all the disasters and go right to this part from now on. Well, yeah. I do want us to be a from now on kind of thing. And from everything we've talked about over the last few months and all the time we've spent together, you're going to have a hard time convincing me you don't want that too. But you're welcome to try. Oh, I'm sure of myself, all right. From now on. Oh, of course. You're worth going through an occasional disaster for.